Welcome to Story Building for Work. This is Module 2, Section 1. In our first module, we learned two things. And the first was story as a way to build better buy-in. And the other thing that we covered was we introduced the reality of rhythm, which we defined as the natural flow that story leverages from clarity to engagement to connection.
And as you initiate engagement, and this is the engagement module, so as you initiate engagement, you're bringing people together to build a story, and you're leveraging the energy of your own story. You're allowing each individual to answer some natural rhythmic questions that we all have. And here are those questions. Number one is, why is this important, and why is it important to me? And the second one is, what is it you want me to do? And finally, can I do it? And these rhythmic questions are wonderfully explored in a book called Influencer. And you've probably heard of that. If you haven't, it's by Joseph Grinney and team, and we highly recommend it. It's a book about practical storytelling for work and business. So let's talk about the components of story, because what we want to do is give you confidence in the telling of the story. So here are the components, and you've most likely heard about the basic components of a story, whether you remember it from childhood as a fairy tale or what have you. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that's very true. However, that's not always very helpful, you know, in telling a story in work, especially for the struggling listener in a story not told well.
Yeah, because we always want to jump right to the end, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, what's the moral of this? Because I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, and then work backwards in our PowerPoint decks.
Yeah, and death by PowerPoint. We all know what that means, right? And that's a perfect example of a story not told well. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not against PowerPoint. We're just against PowerPoint being the presentation versus the presenter being the storyteller. And the PowerPoint is the tool. So let's talk about creating confidence for the telling of the story to garner buy-in or to persuade. And doing that includes these components. And there's five of them. And let me just tell you what they are first, and then we'll go back and just briefly talk about each one. So the first component is you need a character. Secondly, you need a situation. And along with that situation is the third piece, you need a challenge. And then fourthly, you need to be able to tell about the behaviors. And then finally, the outcome. So let me go back through there. So a character, and this can be you. It can be someone else, or it can be a team. So you need a character for this story. And then you need a situation. So that situation describes the character's situation or challenge in light of their specific project that you want to tell about. And you're going to tell about that challenge. And as part of that step of defining the situation, be sure to include the challenge that brought about the project and the challenges faced in leading the project. Hence, one of the assignments we've asked you to identify the three biggest challenges for your project. We'll come back to that. And then, of course, there's the behaviors in telling the story. What are the behaviors that led to overcoming the challenges? And then you get to what was the outcome, the final outcome, or it could be a developing or unfolding outcome. Let me tell you a story. So I have this client. His name is John, and he is a leader that I deeply respect. He and his team of leaders, directors, had been diligently working for the past year. They'd been spending that past year acting on specific behavioral commitments that had originated from some detailed strategic dialogue and planning around the story of the organization. So after this year of really good work, fueled by the clarity of the story, we were in a leadership meeting focusing on these organizational transition changes, you know, that were coming about that they were having to implement. And John, during this time, realized that each individual in the room, through their year of busyness and somewhat distraction with everything, had lost focus on the larger story. And instead of being frustrated, because I watched him, you know, I saw what was happening, and instead of being frustrated that his messaging had not kept everyone focused, because he's a very good communicator, he sat back and just listened for a bit. And that's when it happened. One of the most powerful pictures that I've ever, you know, witnessed and heard painted by the words of a leader. And he leaned toward the table into the presence of the team and he said, "We have an opportunity to do something that only comes along once, maybe twice in a career."
Wow.
And they got quiet. And no one said a word. They were stunned by that visual. And John then explained the freedom that was available for the people in the room, his leaders, to design the next iteration of the unfolding story for the organization. And the renewed energy for focus was in John's confident and open presence, where he drew individual energy to a collaborative center. And I love something another client of mine said that fits. You know, you cannot wait to tell the story until it's 100% complete. You miss the power in the unfolding of the story.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. Doug is his name, and he's a very wise man. I quote him a lot, but that's one of my favorites.
That's a good one. You know, at the end of Module 1, you answered 3 questions. So in light of everything we've just talked about, I want to go back to your answers to those 3 questions. And the questions were, what is it that appears to be so important to you? What do you know right now that you can do? And how might you begin to do what you know you can do? And if you remember, you answered these questions as you reviewed the 3 things that you desire and intend for those led, influenced, and served by your project. So think of these answers in preparation for the next piece, which is explore. And what we'll do is we'll talk about leading with story. So think about your answers and be prepared with your answer to this important question, which we're going to ask right now. What do your answers to these 3 questions tell you about your leadership? And when you're ready, we'll see you in Module 2, Section 2.